Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And, oh, caught you by surprise, huh? Little lady. Okay, hey, good morning. I'm making Christina's job hell this morning. It's not fair to start off the way I'm starting off, so hot, so ready.
I agree, because it's Friday.
And it's Friday, and she's thinking, slow down. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. It's 22nd of whatever, of September. And 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I am just fired up today. And Christine is here. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. After your energy, I'm fired as well.
Okay, you're fired up as well. Okay, now remember, take me home tonight, shut up and dance. And then, shut up and dance is at the last. And somewhere in here, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men. Okay. So good morning. And, weather. That's probably got something to do with it. And there's something else I'm going to share with everybody. I'll wait till Linda's here. Linda's going to be here a little bit later. She's dropping off flowers for a close friend. And so today, how warm do you think it's going to be, Katrina?
I would guess maybe 80.
81. You are right on.
Oh, wow.
Okay, north winds 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Now, mostly clear tonight with a low around 54. Turn off your air conditioners or anything else. Open up the windows and put blankies on. Tomorrow, beautiful, 80. Sunday, 74, and with a 20% chance of rains in the evening. But now Monday, showers likely after 11 a.m. Now, it started, but it's going to be a high in here. Okay, you ready? All right. I will give you a free cup of coffee if you can guess within 2 degrees how warm it's going to be on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah.
No, this is a hard game.
Look, it's not a hard game. I mean, take care of dogs. Just think of that.
Okay, let's say 75.
66. Yeah.
Oh,
okay, everybody, stand by, and chance of precipitation 60%, and then a low around 56. Tuesday, Wednesday, looks like we could have showers in 73s, and then Thursday sunny with a high near 79. Man, I tell you, this weather is just outstanding. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned company, a veteran-owned company out of Anderson. Just great people the Kennys are. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans, and they treat their customers like royalty. That's Shasta Gas. Well, even better than royalty. They treat them like friends. What else can I say? 530-365-3793. And I've already wasted 2 minutes of your time, but you have the most adorable dog, Christina from Haven Humane. And I tell you what. Do you have the photos of her? She is very ferocious. Do you have a picture of her being ferocious with me? Make sure you put it in the chat room. And this dog was just, it was terrifying, almost terrifying.
I know, you were shaking.
I was shaking because I thought she was going to lick the skin. I thought she was going to lick the skin off the side of my face. No, she was really, really sweet licks. This is probably the friendliest dog that I've seen. I mean, all your dogs are friendly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she is quiet and friendly.
She's very soft, cuddly.
Oh, my gosh. And she's, okay, I'll just tell you right up front, she's a pity. And she's got the pity head, but not the too large a pity head. She's compact. She's not tall. She probably weighs around
50.
Around 50 pounds. Got a tail. She's brindle. But what a sweetheart. And she sits. She's got all types of things she does. Sits. Doesn't pull on the leash. I'm sorry. I should let you talk.
No, I'm glad you're excited about her.
I am.
She is a dog to be excited about. Her name is Babs, and she's about 2 years old. and she is absolutely darling. She's everything he said and so much more. She's a very well-behaved dog. She definitely seems like a dog that, I mean, most of our dogs seem like they have been with someone at some point in their life, of course.
She smells clean, too.
Yeah. Well, she did get the bath recently. Because some dogs come
in, well, I know that, but some dogs get sweaty or, you know, they get nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she must be a little nervous, but she just smells good.
Yeah, and she definitely seems to take comfort in being around people a lot. She really loves people and loves meeting people and is very, very affectionate.
How is she around smaller people?
She really loves kids, actually.
Okay. Now, see, here's what I'm seeing. She's 2 years old. She's gentle. She loves to get, you know, next to you. I bent down, and all she wanted to do was just lick my chin and the side of my face. Maybe I haven't shaved, and it's a little rough on her tongue. But that's okay. She likes that. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's darling.
Does she fall under some kind of plan where people don't have to pay for?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, they do now. If she goes to a good home, and we've done it before, you've called us up, how much is her adoption fee?
Her adoption fee is $75.
We'll pay for it. If you'd said like $250, I'd have to think about it. But $75, we're in there. So we will pay the adoption fee. She's over here licking my ankle. She's licking my ankle right now. I love this dog. Because she snuck over.
She did.
Now, she's a perfect size that can jump up on the couch next to you. Right? I mean,
yes, definitely.
Yeah, and she's active, and she's not going to be a long distance dog. Pitties aren't. But
no.
For walks and along the trail, boy, what a great dog.
Yeah, she's going to make someone very, very lucky. This is a very spectacular dog, definitely. So cuddly. A very good medium energy dog. Like you said, you know, you don't have to be a runner to keep her happy. She just wants a good
walk. Go for walks, for a little yard in the back.
Yeah.
But if you had kids, there you go.
She would love kids.
She would love kids. And how about other dogs?
She's done pretty good with other dogs. She definitely wants to be, like, top dog.
Well,
so
yeah.
She definitely wants a dog that I think she can boss around a little bit.
Which will be bossing the family around in a while, you know.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
Kind of looks at the door. They all run over there to take her out because she's such a sweetheart.
She is.
Okay. How does somebody with great common sense and wants to have someone in their family that greets them every day when they come home, that looks out the window when they're gone, will sit in front of them when you get down, she'll lick your face, she'll play ball with you. Can she play ball? Oh, yeah.
She loves toys, actually.
Yeah.
She really loves toys.
How does that lucky person, and I mean this, my friends, this is probably one of the sweetest dogs I have seen in 14 years that we've been doing this. How does a person adopt this dog for free?
Well, you can always come on down to the shelter. We're at 7449 East Side Road. Especially if you hear about her on here, definitely come on down and meet her. You can always also call us if you have any questions at 530-241-1653. We do typically like to do adoptions by appointment. However, we're pretty accommodating if you are just in the area and want to walk in, especially to meet Babs.
Yeah, they're just not going to hand you a dog over. They're going to want to make sure that you two get along. I can't imagine, or your family, I can't imagine her not getting along with somebody, at least from what I've seen.
Okay. Yeah, no, she's loved everyone she's met. Definitely bring your whole family down. And, of course, if you have dogs in your home, make sure you bring them so that way they can meet and see if they're compatible as well.
Okay. All right, anything else going on?
We don't have much going on at Haven other than just we do have a lot of dogs, of course. So if you've been thinking about adopting, you can always give us a call, 530-241-1653, to inquire about anybody. And you can also just swing on by and say hello.
Christina, okay, we put the first dog, or first picture of Babs on, and now the second picture of Babs licking my face. Please send that one to me, those two to me, on my to my phone, and I'm going to put them on Facebook this morning. I just think this dog deserves a great home. All animals deserve a great home. However, she's up in that A list.
She's very special.
She is a special dog. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us today, as usual, and have a wonderful weekend. We're going to start getting some rain and all that and cooling off. It's, you know, so Babs, Good luck. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go and get licked some more, and then we'll come on back. We got the Honeybee Queen coming in here for the Honeybee Festival and a couple other things, many things to talk about. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homebound Military Family Support Services. Join us for the Iron Soldier Ride Saturday, September 30th. All motorcycles welcome. Registration is 9 a.m. at Shasta Harley-Davidson on Twin View Boulevard in Reading. All registered riders get the commemorative t-shirt and free barbecue lunch. Reading Harley Owners Group leads you on a scenic ride to Intermountain Fairgrounds in MacArthur for lunch and the ride back. Due to a generous grant from KIXC Channel 9, Homeward Bound can sponsor up to 40 military veteran riders and their guests for this event at no cost. KIXC Channel 9 says thank you for our freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, which allows them to be on the air every day. For more information on the Iron Soldier Ride, taking off this year from Shasta Harley-Davidson, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. That's 530-859-3176. Hope to see you this September 30th, and thanks for your support. Again, for more information, that's 530-859-3176.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carlin DeBott, Linda will come rolling and she's dropping off flowers today to a friend. Christina's at the helm and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors we have here. And Absolutely a fabulous bank. We do business with them. We're very happy with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Well, it's that time of the year again for the world famous, universally famous Honeybee Festival in Palisadro. And Matt Bogdanovich is here and brought the American Honey Queen. Now, is this the National American Honey Queen or is this Palisadro Honey Queen?
National.
Whoa. And what's your name?
My name is Selena Rampola, and I'm a national spokesperson for the beekeeping and honey industry.
You also have Brenda Wooten here, and who is one of our favorite people for a variety of reasons. We're going to talk to you, too, if you want to come on over here, and you'll get to get on the radio, whether you like it or not. So how do you become the American Honey
I applied queen? For this position. I wrote an essay, submitted an application, and did a job interview, marketing presentation, and I was selected based on my communication skills and my knowledge of the industry.
Did you send a photo of you covered with bees?
No, that wasn't a requirement.
It wasn't. Well, why not? Okay. tell us about the annual, or tell us about honeybees. I mean, they are so important to our agriculture.
Yes. Okay. Honeybees play a vital role in pollination. One third of the food that we eat requires pollination, and 80% of those pollinators are honeybees. And here in California, almonds are entirely dependent on honeybee pollination, requiring around 2 million beehives every year to pollinate the almond crop.
Well, I think for our listeners, that's like when you think about what did you learn this morning when you listened to the radio? And by the way, this is Linda Botta, just dashed in. So happy to have you here today. Sunday's the big festival.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, wonderful. Out in Palisadro. And so tell us what we're going to be, what we're going to learn and what we're going to see besides the big bee beard that everybody's fascinated with.
Well, I'll be there doing some honeybee presentations for anyone who wants to join and learn a lot more about honeybees. We'll also have a live observation hive with live honeybees, and you can see them doing hive activities like caring for the queen bee and storing honey.
There's going to be a ton going on out there. We've got about 140 vendors, of which 15 of them are food vendors. We're expecting to have 8,000 to 9,000 people out there. It is really going to be a fabulous layout of music, thanks to Pat Karch. It's going to be another great honeybee festival, something that shouldn't be missed.
Absolutely something that shouldn't be missed. And while we have our honeybee queen here, can you give us some more statistics? Because that's fabulous about the almonds. I think many don't know that the almonds cannot exist or grow without pollination.
Yeah, correct. And more than 100 types of crops in the United States are dependent on honeybee pollination, which is absolutely amazing. So beekeepers, especially commercial beekeepers, play a vital role in helping the honeybees and bringing them state to state to pollinate major crops.
So don't we have like a major, like a queen bee, like an institution well known throughout the world right here in Palisadro?
Oh, yes. This is the heart of the queen breeding in the United States. There's a lot of great queen bee breeding companies here producing different genetics of bees that produce honey and pollinate effectively. So,
and we have one of the most famous bee companies in the world here with us, in Glenda Wooten. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we on? Don't worry. Your company has been around for how long?
So the bee industry in Palisadro was started by my parents, Homer and Lois Park, in the 40s. And they were the first beekeepers in Palisadro, so we end up calling them pioneer beekeepers. And since then, there's been numerous employees that went into beekeeping and numerous family members that went into beekeeping. And so the Homer Park Queen is famous. My husband and I, we did bees, our own industry, our own bees, for 43 years, and now it's gone on our son is carrying on the legacy of the queens.
Now, you ship queens literally all over the world.
Yes, we ship queens through UPS. We put the queens in little cages in a cardboard box that has attendant bees and some food in there and water, and we can ship them throughout the United States and Canada.
Okay.
A lot of history with the bees in the Palisadro area, and I would love to hear some more history about honey as well.
Oh, yes. Well, honey, first of all, never spoils, in case you didn't know. And that is one of the amazing properties of honey. It's so high in sugar and low in moisture, so you can have that jar of honey in your kitchen forever.
Well, haven't they found honey? Didn't they find honey in the pyramids? Is that correct?
True. Yeah, about 3,000-year-old honey.
And they heated it up or whatever they have to do so it becomes liquid again, and it was just as good.
Right.
Exactly. You know, when you think about that, 3,000 years old, and you can still use it, which is close to the age of the honey in our kitchen.
Well, this is, I think, what we talk about, some of the miracles on our planet. And, you know, we have so many things that we take for granted. And I have to just share with our keepers of the bees that one time I was doing jury duty, or they were doing jury selection. And I remember sitting there, and I think I probably shared the story before, where they say, "Why can't you do jury selection?" And somebody stood up and said, this particular person said, "Well, because it's queen harvest time, and we're with the bees." And I was thinking, yeah, right. But now, it's a great awakening. It's the truth.
Linda, wish you had thought of that first.
No. Okay. I believe in serving. Don't get me wrong. But I thought that it really just, brought awareness at that point about how there is a season, and are we in the season now?
So the main production of queens is in March, April, May, and June, and that's the time of year where Mother Nature creates the hives to overproduce hive bees, so we want to keep your hive from swarming. So you requeen them, put in a new queen into the colony, or you take and divide that in half and make a second box so you can have another box to pollinate with. When you do pumpkins and melons and stuff.
Mm. Now, queens. I mean, in their evolution cycle, there's lots and lots of drones. And how many? I mean, but queens. There's not a lot of queens born, or am I wrong about that?
There's more drones born than queens.
Yeah.
And there's so many drones because they all compete to mate with the queen. And right. The best drones who mate with the queen, they actually die. So they only pass on their genetics once, and then the queen now has those genetics, and she can mate with up to 10 to 15 drones. And then she'll come back to her hive as a mated queen and be set for the rest of her life to lay eggs.
Okay. When she's laying eggs, what percentage of that is queens? I mean, is that... do we know?
A hive will make a queen out of a worker bee egg if they are queenless.
Okay.
Because the queen is the most important bee in the hive.
Right.
So without the queen, there will be no more hive because there will be no more bees.
Well,
I understand that,
but when the eggs are, I mean, there's only so many that meet that, or they're queen bees. So you have to, after they're there, then you harvest them, right? And, I mean, what I'm saying is there like 100 queens, you know, queen eggs in there, or are there 5, or do we know?
So the only difference between a worker bee and a queen is how the egg was raised.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I got it. So it could be anyone, it's just how they're raised.
Exactly. So the worker bees, if they're queenless, they will take an egg that the previous queen had laid and expand the cell outwards to about the size of a peanut, and this is called a queen cell. And they'll fill that with exclusively royal jelly and a lot of it.
Wow.
And this is what determines the biology of a queen. Okay. And they'll usually make about 5 to 10 queen cells to ensure the survival of a queen.
And then you all harvest those extra...
We create those ourselves.
Okay.
So we hand select queens. We'll call them our breeder queens. And from them, we like their traits, their bee color, their honey production. And then we let them lay the eggs. Then we create the cell ourselves out of beeswax on a stick.
Uh-huh.
And we'll transfer the larva. We wait till the egg hatches and is a larva. We'll pick up the larva with a little tool and put it in the queen cell on the stick and put it in a queenless hive that we've created, and mm-hmm. we keep it just full of bees and full of food so they can produce a royal jelly to feed to these eggs. And then we get them started and we put them into another hive that's real strong, and then just before the cell hatches we'll create a hive that's queenless, usually a small one, and we'll put the cell in this smaller box, and then that queen will emerge as, and in about her fifth or sixth day she'll go on a mating flight, and then that's when she'll mate with many drones, and there's a congregation area all the drones go to, and the virgin will fly there too, and then she'll fly back to her hive. Usually they come back to the same little hive, and then in 3 or 4 days she'll start laying eggs. And that is a sellable product to us because we can prove that it's a mated queen. And then she'll be shipped. We'll put her in her little cage and we'll ship her to
with a bunch
other
of, bunch of little buddies in there. So you said you
well,
put
we,
several other worker bees in there?
Yeah, we have to send worker bees with them because the queen does not feed herself.
She has bodyguards.
And so they feed her and they keep the hot, the shipping container the right temperature, mm-hmm. and there's a little bit of water in there. She needs water in that. But when we do ship this box of bees and queens, it can be a 50 queens in there, 100 queens in there, depending
oh, okay.
what the beekeeper at the other end wants. Some beekeepers are going to do 100 hives one day and 50 the next or whatever.
Wow.
So they it's set up that we'll ship on Monday to you so you can get them Tuesday so you mm-hmm. can put them in your hive.
Okay, we've got to take a break. I'm learning so much after all these years learning about this because I thought, well, it's just one of them. I didn't realize they're all the same until they're fed the royal jelly?
Royal jelly.
And we're going to find out what that is when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally operated. Great selection of jewelry. Really, really nice people down there. Watches repaired. Batteries put in. The jewelry ranges from estate jewelry to old pawn to specially designed pieces. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And, again, they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on, introducing you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Jive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip of your love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, is the guru of fixing windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it and guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He does a great job. We've had people calling us up. Thank you for telling us about Crackmaster. And I can tell you, he fixed a crack on my windshield 15 years ago, and you still can't see it. Jeff Wurst, if you're not sure, take your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. And we are here with the it's Honeybee Festival time. It's going to start tomorrow out in Palo Cedro. And with us is the American Honey Queen, Selena Rampola, and also Glenda Wooten, who is a bee, or was, it's a family business. For like 43 years, her family raised queen bees.
Yep.
And shipped them to Canada and all over the United States. And I've learned how this works. So I just thought there was like specific little bees born to be queens. That's not necessarily true. But the things I'm pulling out of this is when they're born, there's some that are going to be drones. And then there's some they're going to, and those turn out, those are the males. And guys, you think you got it good or bad, the drone bee, all he does is get fed by the worker bees, who are all females. All they do is bring food to him. He gets big and strong. And when it's the right time and the queen leaves, they fly out and have a mini bee Olympics and breed with the queen bee. And after successfully fighting their way to the front, die from the experience. There is a drawback.
There's such a visual. There's a cartoon here.
There's a little Chardonnay going along with it. But anyway, but you said the there's a royal jelly, and which is an important part because that's what's fed to the designated queen, and which helps her get a lot bigger. So she's in a bigger cell, a bigger area. What's royal jelly?
So royal jelly is a protein-rich substance that is fed to all of the larvae of in the honeybee hive.
Right.
But the queen gets only royal jelly and a lot of it. And it's actually produced from glands in the worker bees' heads. So it's a very nutritious substance that helps nurse the larva to health.
Okay. It's obviously, it's each bee doesn't produce a lot of it, though.
No,
right.
No.
Has anybody done any testing on the royal jelly to see, I mean, does it have, like, health benefits or other things?
Some people use it in lotions and skincare products because of its rich nature in protein, and it also has a little bit of moisturizing properties. Mm. So it's a great ingredient in skincare.
You'll see royal jelly as far as like, it has royal jelly in it.
Well, now you know what it is.
Yes,
it comes from glands and bees.
Right. So, Selena, again, our 2023 American Honey Queen, let's do a little bit of a background for our listeners about how you got involved in beekeeping, the fascination of bees, et cetera. Will you share your story?
Of course. Last year, I took a beekeeping course out of curiosity. And we got to go inside of a beehive, and I was amazed with watching them coordinate inside the hive and the fact that there were so many bees, yet so much work was getting done. It was amazing. You know, you put 60,000 humans in a room, a building together, and that's chaotic to think about, but honeybees are so great at doing that. So I started working with this beekeeper as she became my mentor throughout the summer. And I've just been working with her ever since. And I found out about the American Honey Queen program through research online about bees. And I applied and got the position.
Wow. Did you ever think that you'd be wearing a crown?
No, not at all. But it's a pleasant surprise. It's a sweet surprise.
It's a sweet surprise.
One thing
I can
say is watch out for all the drones in Palo Cedro, if you know what I mean. Okay. Now tell us about your reign here as queen. I mean, you're here in Palo Cedro and you're from South Florida. Do you travel a lot?
I do. I travel all across the country this year, attending fairs, festivals, and doing media interviews, school presentations, educating about the vital role honeybees play in pollination and promoting the consumption of honey.
Honeybee populations, it goes through phases, but do they sometimes the numbers go way down. Hives are wiped out and all this because of diseases. But what's it like now for the honeybee population?
Well, it depends on the region, but the beekeeping industry has been facing some challenges recently. But the best way to help honeybees is to plant pollinator-friendly flowers. Those are flowers that produce nectar because flowers are their only source of food for honeybees and other pollinators. So feeding the honeybees has definitely helped them a lot.
So if you were to give five specific plants for that would attract honeybees, what would they be?
Well, sunflowers, echinacea, lavender, black-eyed Susans, and let's see.
We planted a...
These are fantastic. Yeah. People are driving around.
We planted something that's good for butterflies. I don't know what it is, but it blooms, and we've have butterflies all over it. So if we planted lavender or other things, then we could have honeybees.
Yep, honeybees and lots of other pollinators as well. There's lots of different species of bees, about 4,000 species of bees in the United States.
Wow.
Besides honeybees, yep. So it'll be a pollinator party in your garden.
A pollinator party.
Yep.
I kind of like that. Okay, what time does all this begin tomorrow?
8 o'clock in the morning is when the festival begins. Our pancake breakfast starts at 8:30. That's a must-do. That's just a great time.
Uh-huh.
And we have a full schedule. You can find that schedule at palocedrohoneybeefestival.com. There's a full schedule of all of the happenings with the bands. I'm not sure off the top of my head when we have the bee beard, but that is pretty spectacular.
11:30 underneath the big oak tree out by the gym.
I knew you'd know.
Now, he goes inside a container, right? or yes. she goes inside a container. It's going to be you this year,
so
right?
So it's a plexiglass room
okay.
on a trailer. So it's up in the about 5 feet. So you can sit on the hay bales and you can watch the bees put placed around the beekeepers inside. So it's kind of, I'm just saying that because you're always worried about bees and that's a lot of bees. But the only bees that are flying on the outside are just naturally there anyway.
Do they put a queen bee on him or something like that, or just a daddy?
Usually it's a cage queen. So we have the bees in a small package, and then we take the queen away about 10 minutes before the event, and then they're always looking for her and her scent. So they put the cage queen on the cape. They hook it on there. And then they do put some pheromone on their face, so they'll be looking for that scent, and they'll go up and make it quickly.
Yeah, that's what you need is you've taken my queen. I am agitated. And now, oh, there is somebody that's holding my queen. Now, can anybody be that person, or do you have to be, I mean, you must have to just stand pretty quietly.
It takes a lot of patience to make a bee beard, and usually we have experienced beekeepers do it because you get upset because the bees hang on your skin of your face, and then the next bee hangs on to that one, and it's a real pulling sensation.
Oh yeah. Well, I will donate money if Matt Bogdanovich is that person to the Bee Queen Festival.
You know, if they stuck me in there, they'd have to have a clean underwear machine out on the outside. I couldn't do that.
Hey, this is a great time. We've been out there before. We've enjoyed it. Like, you know, it's just very, very enjoyable. You learn a lot about an animal, the bee, an insect, I should say, that is, without them, we wouldn't have an industry.
Yes, we're
celebrating. An agricultural industry.
We're celebrating the hard work of honeybees at the festival. And did you know that honeybee makes about 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in her life? They're really hard workers.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Need lots of bees. I've learned so much today, and I got to see Glenda again. And I came full transparency here. Wooten's let me come up and bring kids for the Jake program for our hunting up on their property, and to hunt wild turkeys. And they aren't the urban turkeys. These are out there. They are smart. They're smart. They're adept, and some of them are vicious. So. Not vicious. And to your place up past, well, not quite to Shingletown, up in that area.
Yeah,
well, right. You know, it was a pleasure getting to know you, Selena. And I'm really glad that, I mean, you obviously are a very, very intelligent person, and you know.
Great representative.
Yeah, great representative. So thank you so much for coming on today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And I know you've got other places set up today. And, yeah, we're going to be there, if not Saturday, we'll be there Sunday for sure. In fact, that's on our schedule, Honeybee Festival. And the breakfast is at 8:30. Both days?
Yes, both days. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there, as well as all of you people listening. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right
back. Hey, and when we come back, before you turn us off, we're going to be giving tickets away, wristbands away for the Reading Roots Revival. These are like very sought-after one-day passes, so listen in as we give those away right after this break.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kim's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kim's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, NorCal. Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
And good morning and welcome to our Friday edition. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. I'll tell you what. We're getting towards that. We are in that, blissful time of year, I think, that our weather. And I gotta be honest with you, we have had, just a really, I would say stressful time with not knowing about the horse. Did you talk about that at all? So I really want to discuss that. A couple of shout outs that we need to do about what happened for us yesterday, with our horse Adina, and as well as, somebody who helped us when we weren't sure with the trailer and the tires for the trailer to transport Adina back and forth to the vet is, somebody who's really just been so outstanding with taking care of your truck, your tires, and that is.
So we're Doug at Tire Tree.
Yeah.
When we bought the trailer, we took it down there, and he looked at tires and said, well, you need new tires, and then he put them on. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday when we were transporting, I heard this little kind of a little grindy sound, and after we dropped her off, I went straight over to Doug. He said, yeah, just bring in and let's look at it. And they jacked up the trailer. I had the grease was a little low on a couple of them, so they just filled them up for free, and he gave me some more information about, you know, metal brakes with magnets that sometimes they rust if they've been sitting for a while, and they, what it does is the wheels turn, it just kind of wears off the rust. But yeah,
which
Tire
you don't want to have
on Hartnell, and I can't say enough about them. They do more than just tires.
Yes, and he's helped like just engine light on, a lot of good different yes. things that they've helped with. But,
right.
but, my point is that another beautiful thing about being involved with your community and how we love our, so many people here that really have your back, you know, and later on we've got Kevin, Kelly coming in from Holiday Harbor, one of our favorite places to talk about something. So another thing that's happening this weekend, what?
Well, something
you
else.
You just went
is,
like that.
Well, take a breath. Get, you know.
Well, we've got a few minutes here.
Well, I was going to talk about, you know, many of you know that Odina has been under the care of a vet. She's been going through a long time of getting her feet back into shape. She's one of those horses that have thin soles. Yeah, believe it or not, horses can have thin soles. We've been going to Crossroads Veterinary and Dr. Kelly Shaw. And yesterday, in a culmination of months. Of having to keep her in a, you know, in a small stall, cause, you know, keeping her off her feet as much as possible, the treatment that she's prescribed, the shoes that she's prescribed, came to fruition yesterday. And she is on the road to full recovery. And I can tell you, you know, Kelly and Dr. Kelly Shaw, but then Kelly and Kevin are farriers that have worked with her through the whole time. And they have learned so much, as they've said, from Dr. Shaw. She's one of, you know, she's the epitome of a large animal vet, and she is an expert when it comes to legs and hooves and all this that UC Davis Veterinary School send her horses for her to look at. So
every single day we've been out there every single day with the horse and just working during this healing process, and it has been it's been tough because you're not sure, okay, now we're going to go for what, maybe the fourth iteration or the fifth iteration of x-rays. Where is she really? Are we ever going to really get to ride her again? There's been like a lot of that going on through our aspects. So we got great news, and we both had tears come to our eyes yesterday. We were so moved. Because she, and one of the things that she did say is that people just get worn out. They don't put in the work that it takes to bring a horse through this. So we're just feel blessed. Again, we're just, our hearts are open with the community and all the stuff that's gone on. It's just the best news yesterday, wasn't it, Carl?
Yes, it was.
Is you're sucking on your honey stick?
They gave me a honey stick, and I'm eating it right now.
Okay, weekend I wanted these.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wanted to, you know, first of all, I had a good friend that I think I dropped. You know, we explained earlier, a good friend of mine had hip surgery, so I got some flowers and dropped them off this morning in Anderson, and was driving by Haven Humane, listening to your Pet of the Week. I didn't get to see, so thank God it's going to be posted in Facebook, our Facebook and on our online.
It's on chat room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, our Pet of the Week. So, all right, this weekend, starting tomorrow night, 32 bands, three stages, downtown Reading. They're actually constructing.
Did you say tonight? You start tonight.
It's tonight. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's Friday. Tonight and tomorrow, all day tomorrow, and starting tonight at 5 o'clock, Danger Kitty, of course, I'm going to be there front and center. I'm going to get there early, starting at 5 o'clock tonight. Now, they have constructed a stage down, it's called the Paseo Stage, down over behind the IOF Hall.
The Oddfellows Hall.
Yeah, and I don't know, I haven't walked around, so I'm going to park around here and then walk down there tonight, but you have an opportunity to bounce around from stage to stage tonight and all day tomorrow with people like G Love, Seth Walker, Chuck Prophet, Steve Poltz, Lake for the Train. I mean, the list goes on. You can go online.
Stages are in Cascade. They're going to be in Cascade. They're going to be at the IOF, and they're going to be down at the food park.
Park.
Yeah, where
right.
the
So I am going to be giving away right now two day passes, and they're green bands that go around your wrist, so you can either use these for tonight or tomorrow. You can also get two day passes, but these are two, so if you want, these are a really good buy. You guys,
one day price, and this is a one day,
one day,
not a two day.
No, but you can go buy 2 days if you wish. But these are, we're giving those away right now, 605-4567. To go to the Reading Roots this weekend, give us a call. I've got those to give away and promote. We are helping to sponsor this event, and it is a fantastic, it's going to be fantastic. Can't wait. Tonight and tomorrow night, Reading Roots Revival.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. He's going to talk about what happened this summer and the things that are going on out there at the lake. We'll be right back.
$100,000 in gold bars, $480,000 in cash hidden in their home, proceeds, according to the feds, of a bribery scheme. House lawmakers adjourning for the weekend with no deal on a stopgap spending bill to avert a looming partial government shutdown. And Speaker Kevin McCarthy sounds frustrated with some of his fellow Republicans.
This time, six GOP lawmakers joined Democrats in voting against a procedural vote on the Pentagon funding bill Thursday, which was enough to prevent the legislation from moving forward in the chamber for a second time this week. The final vote was 216 to 212. The vote marked another embarrassing setback for the Speaker in his quest to appease conservatives while trying to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. House lawmakers headed home for the weekend with no funding deal in sight. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
Parts of the East Coast from North Carolina up through the Mid-Atlantic under a tropical storm warning for high winds and torrential rains. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pesch.
The concern will be the flooding from storm surge along the coastal areas where you could get inundations 4 feet above normal, and that could affect structures.
United Auto Workers Chief Sean Fain saying the union will be expanding its strike against the Detroit automakers by walking out of 38 General Motors and Stellantis plants in 20 states. Watching Wall Street, stocks higher right now. The Dow is up 44 points, the Nasdaq trading 118 points higher, and the S&P is up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Ukrainian President Zelensky preparing to address the Canadian Parliament today, part of his campaign to shore up support from the Western allies.
Zelensky flew into Canada's capital late Thursday after meetings with President Joe Biden and lawmakers in Washington, where he faced questions about the flow of American dollars that has helped keep his troops in the fight against Russian forces. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Zelensky at Ottawa's airport and will also speak to Parliament on Friday. It's Zelensky's first visit to Canada since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A charter bus carrying high school students to a band camp careened off a New York highway, tumbling down an embankment yesterday, killing two adults, seriously injuring several others. Governor Kathy Hochul says a front tire failure could have contributed to the accident on I-84 in Orange County, about 45 miles northwest of New York City. Townhall.com. New York City police say the owners of a daycare center where one toddler died, three others sickened by opioid exposure last week, are hiding bags of fentanyl beneath plywood and tile flooring.
Photos shared by investigators show bags full of powder just a few steps away from a shelf of children's toys. Police have arrested the daycare center's operator and a tenant who lived in the apartment, saying they operated a drug ring. They were charged with murder of depraved indifference in the toddler's death. Before alerting first responders, the daycare center's operator called her husband instead of calling authorities for help. The husband was seen on surveillance footage entering the building moments later, then leaving through a back alley with multiple shopping bags. Police are still searching for the husband. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping the hour's top story, a top New Jersey Democrat's been indicted. Longtime U.S. Senator Bob Menendez and his wife face bribery charges. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 22nd, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. And, of course, Linda's here with the weather report for the next week.
Well, good morning, everybody. And also, I just want to let you know that we had a bunch of calls come in for the Reading Roots tickets for yesterday when we came to give them away. So if you're driving or something, we still have a couple available, 605-4567 for a one-day pass for either tonight or tomorrow. Stiefel, let's go into the weather really fast. Sunny with a high near 81 today, mostly clear tonight, with overnight lows of 54. It looks like of all these festivals going on, with the honeybee and outside fun things, we'll have about 80 degrees tomorrow, mostly cloudy on Saturday night with overnight lows of 56. Now Sunday, it would be mostly cloudy with a high of 74 and slight chance of showers on Sunday night with our overnight lows of 57, with Monday showers likely with a high of 66 and Tuesday with around 73. There's kind of a forecast with a beautiful, like almost weekend, on the cool side of weekend.
Ooh,
and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone with us this morning is one of my favorite people, Susan Eastman with Stiefel Investment. She's the Vice President of Investments. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the green after a losing streak yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 34,097. The S&P 500 positive 22 points at 4,352. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 106 points at 13,330. The three most actively traded stocks, Tesla up a penny at $255.71 per share, Ford positive 45 cents, trading at $12.65, AMD up $2.18 at $98.29 per share. Stocks of local interest, Costco up $6, trading at $5.61.09, Walmart up $1.16 at $163.07, and TJ Maxx up 44 cents, trading at $89.62. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.49%. And over to commodities, gold is up $8 an ounce at $1,932. Silver positive 28 cents, trading at $23.82 per ounce, and crude oil is stuck at $90 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stiefel Nicholas and Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, I'm putting all of my money into oil and gas.
Into your car.
For my truck. You got it. You got it for my truck. And that's where all my money's going. And $5 a gallon? Come on. Come on, President. We've got lots of oil. Why is it doing this?
I know. There was this kind of funny on Instagram where it says, I paid my rent so I can starve there. Because I can't afford food.
No. Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
But if you're okay, well, thank you. I think Linda's going to call you after the show. She wants to talk to you.
I was going to stay on hold, I think.
I'm sorry? Okay, she may be on there now. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, that was Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Stiefel. And she's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. And you can reach her at 530-244-7199. Okay, so did we give away those tickets? Yeah, okay, we did. Because I couldn't believe we didn't get a phone call. Those tickets, we've never had anything that we gave away on the air. that somebody didn't call in. One time I said, I've got a mystery box of organic fertilizer, freshly collected, to the first caller, and got 10 calls. So, I'm here with Kevin Kelly. All right, I might have exaggerated that one. I'm here with Kevin Kelly. Good morning, Kevin. We got to turn him on, you know. Okay.
That's a pleasure to be here, Carl. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, no. You know what? We go back years.
Yeah.
And we've used your boats out of there. We've used your jet skis out of there at Holiday Harbor. And I can't tell you what a pleasant experience it is to work with you and your crew. What a great bunch of men and women you have out there.
Yeah, yeah, well, they're keepers, I tell you that.
Wow. They,
and we get compliments every day on how friendly we are, how helpful we are.
Well, they are.
I really have a great crew out there right now. So.
Yeah, Linda went out with her girlfriends one time, and your guys took them out, put them in where they wanted to go, and followed them out in a little boat so you could bring them back. I don't know if you do that for everybody, but I know that you'll help them get the boats back here.
Yeah, we do that for everybody, especially if they're real nervous. We take them out on the lake, you know, show them how to tie up, you know, get them a nice cove. You know, are you guys comfortable with this? And, you know, we just received a letter just yesterday, and my guy Randy, it was addressed to him. And there's first time boaters, you know, they wanted to give him a tip. So they were late coming in and couldn't find him because he'd gone home for the day. So they sent him a letter, a nice little letter. It says, thank you so much for helping us. You made us feel at ease. We had a great time rather than being frustrated with the whole thing and, you know, being scared of the water and the boat and the whole bit. So we try to make it more pleasurable because we want them to come back. You know, we want them to enjoy beautiful Lake Shasta.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's a houseboat and it's large. It, even if not the largest ones, but it's still kind of large. And people have never done this before. I mean, this is something they dreamed about. But there is a certain, you know, okay, I can do this until they get on the boat, and then they're looking at it. And they're,
it's like moving a small apartment.
Yeah, and then you're having to back it out and take it out and then bring it in again. You all make that experience. I mean, you're right there. Give them a lesson, or like you said, hey, we'll help you get out there and all this. Once they're on the lake, they're fine.
Yeah.
But then I guess the other part is bringing it in. And, you're right there.
Yeah. Our crew's on it, I'm telling you.
I have first-hand experience. We have first-hand experience, but I do want to say that this has been like a special time when I've gone with two of my girlfriends. And we have really needed to get away. And this is one way that we were able, through Holiday Harbor and Randy and your staff, to get us out to our location. We felt safe and protected. And we spent a couple days where we really could get away and get quiet and have conversations without all of the distractions. There's something that happens that's really magic that way. Families coming together, games, not having all of this stuff that intercedes in being peaceful.
Yeah, yeah. It's the lake. It's the surrounding. It's the beautiful trees, the mountains, the water. It just puts a lot of people at ease. Especially, you know, they're coming out of the Bay Area and they spend 2 or 3, 4 hours in traffic, and you know, and the road rage builds up in them. For some reason, the lake just calms them down.
It does. I mean, and when you're out there at night and you're laying there on the top on the roof and you're looking at the stars, and I have on my my iPhone, you know, one of those, you know, star finders.
It tells you the
constellations, and you'll see something moving through, and it's a Russian space junk moving across, but you can see what it is. But you and your view of stars is just outstanding because it's dark out there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is, isn't it? Let's take a quick break, but somebody won the tickets.
Well, they weren't spoken for, so we're going to go. I'll give a call at the break to Jeanette.
Okay. Well, I thought that.
Yeah, we're going to give those two tickets away to Jeanette. I'll give you a call at the break and how you can pick them up today.
I can't believe. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right here on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. This is where I take my truck. Linda takes her car, goes in, comes out, sparkly clean, shiny. There's a friendly person at the end that with a big fluffy towel that wipes off your truck or car. It's just a pleasant experience. Your car comes out looking great. The family's owned this corner for 100 years. Or over 100 years right there. And, Quick and Clean Car Wash. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
Cruise on down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 22nd of September, 8:18 in the morning. 60 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend, my friends. And there's so much going on. We'll talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They rent them by the day. They rent them, they lease them, they sell them. Anything you can imagine, something small enough to work literally in your backyard. I've seen a little bulldozer. I mean, you could use in your backyard if you had to. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, they got it all. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. It's locally owned, locally operated. Young couple owns it. They're really involved with Toys for Tots and other nonprofits like this. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. And we're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor, one of our favorite people.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I thought the lake was full for more years than it was. I knew we really went down.
Yeah,
we did. But then we had all that rain this year, and it's filled the lake up to capacity. And
yeah. We're historically high for this time of year. I mean, I remember maybe one other time in the last 50 years I've been on the lake that we've been at the same level. And we had a tremendous amount of rainfall this last winter. The snow, we battled the snowstorms.
Yes.
We couldn't remove the smiles on our faces when the lake was full right up to the tree line. It's gorgeous.
When people hear that it's raining, and when did the phone start ringing?
They started ringing when they saw that the lake level was rising at a rapid rate. So, yeah, the springtime, the phone's ringing. We were taking reservations, we were just scrambling, trying to get docks in place because the lake came up so fast. And, you know, we were shy on hands. You know, we were really trying to look for people to come out and work and give us, you know, help us and get the marina back in. Luckily enough, we persevered and worked through the storms and the wind and the rain and the snow and got everything back into to the cove, and we're still doing dock repairs now and things like that, trying to service our customers.
Well, the last couple of years before this year,
absolutely horrible.
Gosh, yeah. Horrible. I mean, you drove over the bridge down there at over there where the bass hole is in that area. I mean, there was no water.
Just a creek.
A creek. And, I mean, you couldn't even, I mean, yeah. It was just empty. You would have had to get a four-wheel drive truck to take your boat to find water if you were in that area.
The funny story was, that we've had repeat customers that come back, even in the drought years. There's still a lot of lake out there.
There is a lot of lake out there.
But in our cove, there wasn't a drop of water. And so,
I've launched from there several times.
So this springtime, it's funny to see the people drive into our parking lot and their jaw just hits the steering wheel. It's like, wow.
Cause the water's right there.
Yeah, day and night. I mean, it was, the contrast was just striking. So,
is it hard having a business? I mean, I already know what the answer is, but I'd like you to illuminate me a little bit on it. Is it hard having a business that you're looking at the weather forecast all the time and you know this ain't going to be good?
Yeah.
And persevering through that.
You're just praying for rain every day when, especially during the drought years. And then when you get that rain and that snow, then you're praying, okay, let it stop, please.
Yeah. Well, it's going to rain this weekend, this weekend.
Yeah, I guess Monday, Tuesday.
So maybe we'll have another rainy season here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good for everything.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Your customers come from?
All over. Washington, Oregon, Southern California, Bay Area, Nevada. We're a lot of the Western United States is Lake Shasta's a stop for them.
Well, I have talked to several people whose families came up here when they were kids.
Yep.
To Lake Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
And they've ended up here in Redding because of that.
Yeah, now their kids' are up vacation.
Right. So you get generations that come to the Holiday Harbor.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing third generations now. It's like, my grandpa used to take us up here. It's like, wow, well, welcome.
Yeah, I'll tell you that, if you go to a place and the experience isn't any good, Kevin wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
I can just tell you that because we don't have people on that we've had bad experiences with or bad service. And every time we go there, It is superlative. The boats are so clean. The people are so friendly. I mean, you have to really try to screw up, you know, at Holiday Harbor not to have a good time.
Yeah.
And, so anyway, but you've got something coming up in October because the lake is full.
You know, that's one of the blessings that we have is the lake is full and, people are excited about it. So we're going to extend our season. We're going to do, what we call our October fishing special. And so we just have a select number of boats that, we're going to rent. And, you know, the fishing is starting to turn now. It was a little slow to begin with, but the fishing's starting to turn when the lake gets a little colder and the trout come up to the surface. But there's a tremendous amount of food out there in the water for the fish right now. So fishing's a little slow. You got to hunt for them a little bit. They're a little bit deeper. But we're going to extend our year into our October fishing special.
And so when do you think that's going to start?
It's starting now. We're taking reservations.
Oh, you're taking reservations right now.
Yeah. You can call us up.
And it's going to go through?
Probably late October. Just depends on the weather and our reservations. But probably we're planning on going to at least the 16th of October, if not longer.
Okay. And it's starting right now.
Right now.
Good. And what's your phone number?
1-800-776-2628.
776?
Yep.
2828?
Yep. No.
I'm sorry.
1-800-776-BOAT.
Boat. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. Thank you. The reason I'm saying that is I've got friends that fish out there.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fisherman, but I think when I retire, I'm fighting Linda right now, and we're arm wrestling if I can get myself a patio boat. And then she says, well,
why don't you just
rent one from Kevin? And then, you know, you don't have the boat and you can go out there and fish, you know, and then to you get it out of your system or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely true.
Yeah, you don't have to trailer it up and down the freeway.
No.
You don't have to store it.
No.
So, you know, you just give us a ring up, we'll put you out on the boat.
And your patio boats have bathrooms on them.
Yep.
That's
bathrooms, that, barbecues. Yep.
Ooh, and I tell you what, that comes in handy out there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you tell a first-time renter? You know, hey, we've never done this before. We have a little trepidation. What do you? I know you got your the ladies there, or you, or somebody. What do you tell them?
We tell them that we spend all the time that you need to feel comfortable out on the lake. We have first-time people come in every day, every day, and you know they leave saying, "Wow, we'll be back." This was a piece of cake to do. You know, we don't put all the bells, horns, and whistles on our boats. We make it, the kiss.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do, you know.
And I tell you what, you get in there, they tell you everything about it, and then first time you crank it up, now you got yourself 20 feet or more boat. And, well, what are the sizes you have out there?
Well, our biggest boat is 15 foot wide by 56 feet long.
Okay.
So it's a big boat.
Yeah, so we don't get one like that.
No.
But but when you're backing it up the first time, and then you make that turn to go out, when you make that turn successfully, and everybody does, then you go on out, leaving no wake until you hit the outside, and you got the whole lake.
Yeah, yep.
And you can drive all over the lake, see the dam, see everything, come back, find that right spot for you. You drive the rods into the ground, the stakes into the ground to hold you there.
Yeah.
And you keep the gate closed so the bears don't come on. So, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We haven't had a problem with bears.
There's no bear problem. Yeah. And then when you bring it back in, you come on up. And if you are having some trepidation or some, you know, you call in and somebody will come out there and they'll wait for you and bring it in for you.
Yeah, we'll go out and get your boat right outside the harbor so you don't have to navigate all the other boats and things like that. It's a little precarious sometimes, especially with the wind.
Oh, yeah.
The wind is a big factor. So.
Freeboarding. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that wind blows. Yeah. So, but if you do it one time and you're amazed that, oh, yeah, you can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linda's out there.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And this is where I get my haircut. I've never gone to another place to get my haircut. Don't know how I found it. But I've never had a bad haircut in 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, and you give them a call at 530-244-9478. But if you walk in there, if there's an opening, they'll take you right away. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at RiverfrontPlayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
OK,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in, using my religion. Never. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you go to our website, KCNR1460.com, we stream all of our shows all over the world, and our archives are in there. So if you missed part of this, feel free to hop on to our website and just go to our show today at, right after 9 o'clock. And you can hear the show or any other shows we've had all the way back to the first show. That's a lot of shows. Our guest today is Kevin Kelly, who is the honcho up at Holiday Harbor.
Good morning again, sir.
Good morning. And somebody wants your contact information again.
Perfect.
Just called in.
Yep. Our you can contact us. Our local number is 530-238-2383. Or you can find us on the web at lakeshasta.com. That's lakeshasta.com.
Okay. And we will vouch for, with no reservations for Holiday Harbor. They're just good people up there. Now, you've been in the business how long, Kev?
I've been working for Holiday Harbor since 1977. I was 15 and a half years old.
How'd you find the job?
My dad was a manager there.
Well, yeah. Okay. And well, so, that helps.
And so he says, you're going to work today. And I said, oh, okay. I mean, I was legally able to work at 15 and a half, and we were battling a snowstorm. I started in October 1977.
You're battling a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So do you have to shovel off the roofs and everything?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're flat roofs.
Well, they're covered moorage, and they protect the boats underneath of it. So
there is no pier
blocks or anything to hold it up. So the more weight you put in snow is a tremendous amount of weight.
Yeah.
The dock starts sinking, so you have to go and shovel that snow off or spray it off with a fire hose or somehow get the weight off of the docks.
Sure, just like you do roofs of anything. Yeah. But the docks especially, I can see that. When your docks can go all the way from when you drive into Holiday Harbor, you've got your offices and spaces and a store there.
Yeah.
You can pick up almost anything if you're fishing or picnicking or things
full,
like that.
Full bait shop there. We get lures and ice and adult beverages.
Hats,
shirts,
sweatshirts.
Yeah,
I think I've got my Holiday Harbor
sunglasses.
Shirt. Yeah, you got it all there. And then the docks on it, you're like this, come all the way to the edge of in this little cove right there where the store is.
Yeah, and you can launch your ski boat there, a patio boat there, and just tie up to our dock and go park and go out and spend the day on the lake, fish and swim and ski.
It's a here we are with one of the most beautiful lakes, I would say, in the world.
Yeah.
Right here.
We hear that almost every day.
And you know what? There are people that have never been to Shasta Lake to live up here.
Yeah, it's true.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Let's talk. I don't want to get anything contentious here, but there's this talk about raising the dam.
Yeah.
Now, where are we with that? Is that kind of like, okay.
Well,
we'll just put that on the back burner for the next 50 years.
You hit the nail on the head there. It is on the back burner. Our last meeting with the Bureau of Reclamation, the Forest Service, says the Resort Owners Association with the Forest Service says, well, it's put on the back burner. We had a plan to implement that plan. So they've pushed that aside just to see where the administration is going and who's going to be the next president.
Well, that's probably a good idea because this president is making decisions that you question
every day.
Every day. So on something like that, what kind of impact would that have? Okay, tomorrow we're going to build the dam up, was it 16 feet?
No, 18. The plan is 18 and a half feet. But I think that's gone away from what I'm sensing from the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug LaMalfa may, enlighten us a little bit more on this with the Sites Reservoir. So if the Sites Reservoir goes through, and they start,
actually building it.
Building it and keeping the water in the Sites Reservoir, they're going to take less from Lake Shasta. That's what the Bureau told us. So we're hoping that the site's reservoirs.
Even Governor Newsom says we need to build the site's reservoir. Yeah. And it's been going on for 30 years trying to figure that one out. Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what would have been the impact if they had put that dam up 18 feet?
It's huge. Our impact is huge, and there's private landowners that are up in the Lakehead area that would just be out scout. They couldn't relocate their facilities or anything like that. So it's a huge impact, especially for the Lakehead area. Lakehead would just, you know, cease to exist in some form or another.
Native American communities are also quite upset about it because they've already lost a lot of their
sacred land.
And if it goes up another 18 feet, I know they're right in the middle of this fight.
That's going to impact the McLeod area up there. So there's a lot of these issues I don't think have been resolved. I think they're partially resolved, but I don't think they're 100% resolved.
Would you have to move your whole operation?
We would.
Okay.
Yeah, we would go from a land-based, and that's our master development plan that we've already submitted to the Forest Service. And it's a working document. It's not something that...
written in concrete.
Yeah, it's not written in concrete, but it's a working document. We would have to go with all water-based operations, meaning our store would be on the water, you know, because that building, our main building, would be impacted, and we'd have to remove that. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to do.
Would the government pay for all that removal and everything? Not clear, huh?
That's not 100% crystal clear at this point. So, you know, there's still, like I said, it's a working document, and there's a lot more work.
I hate to say this. People know how I feel about trusting the government. we're going to raise the water level so that your business is halfway underwater, and you're going to have to move that and pay for that. But we're here to help.
What doesn't make sense to me is that the impact, the water that they're going to be storing in that 18.5 feet is only around 600,000 acre feet of water. I mean, the site's reservoir is, I believe, is double that. So there's not a whole lot of bang for their buck, especially when they've, you know, spent billions of dollars on it already. So it's one of those things that, you know, let's build the site's reservoir because there's more storage there.
It makes sense, too, because it doesn't have a huge impact on the economy up here because they start doing that, and that's going to have, I mean, having to move, and it's not just you, everybody. Is going to be impacted on that.
My understanding with the site's reservoir is that everything's been approved. They just need to file building permits with the state of California.
Well, and you would think that if Newsom's behind it, I mean, because he said those words, we need more water storage, let's just do this. And environmental group, oh, no, we got to go back through the environmental, you know, all this stuff. But it's been done. It's been done several times.
Yeah.
And all they need to do is just build it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you know, it'll evaporate. Well, that's what water does. It evaporates out of Shasta Lake, too.
Oh, yeah. No, and you can get on the website, the CDEC website, and it gives you all those numbers, what the evaporation was for that day. You know, obviously, if it's hotter, it's going to be more evaporation. So, and you can see what the lake level is hour by hour.
Well, the thing about it is, okay, at full capacity, how deep is Lake Shasta?
From memory, it's a little over 600 feet.
That's what I thought.
Down by the dam. Yeah.
And even when it's down, it's still 300 feet of water in there. It's not as pretty.
No.
But there's still a lot of water.
There is a lot of water. And, you know, luckily over the past, not this year, but the past 2 years, when we were 187 feet down, we did have folks come out and use the lake.
Yeah. So. You just got to be aware of that.
Just takes a little longer to load, a little longer to get to your boat.
Get to your boat. You ought to have these little shuttle services.
We do.
Well, you do, come to think of it. Yeah. We're here with Kevin Kelly in Holiday Harbor. You can reach Holiday Harbor at 238. Okay, I wrote that down wrong.
2383. It's kind of a confusing number.
Nah, it is for me. But or the 800 number, 776-BOAT.
Yep.
There you go. And because people have been calling in wanting to know what your phone number was. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Pizza Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey NorCal, Preston Sharp here. I believe we should honor veterans every day, and I've honored veterans in all 50 states, but I'm not done. I want to honor veterans in Normandy next year on the 80th anniversary of D-Day, but I need your help. I'm having a fundraising dinner September 30th at the Anderson VFW. I'm hoping to sell tickets and gather raffle prizes. If you can help, please go to PrestonSharp.net. I hope to see you there. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. There will be gun giveaways, live auction, and games. That's PrestonSharp.net or call 530-515-3825.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. Another grueling 2 hours put into the archives. To Christina, it's probably grueling. To she has to be. You enjoy these shows. Come on. Yeah, she's nodding her head up and down. You enjoy these. You learn things. Did you know about Lake Shasta? Now she's having okay, never mind. I had her transfer all the microphones to a different board, and when we had five people in here.
But yes, I do. I actually really enjoy our area, Shasta region, like because we have so many trails and like place where to go. And I'm just waiting to have more weekends, I wish.
Well, you're working hard.
You got to give her some time off there, Carl. Well,
She's working like two or three jobs, and she's going to school to become a nurse. Okay. So, you know, that's the kind of people we have in here. And we're here with Kevin Kelly, who manages Holiday Harbor and has worked there since 1977. So there's probably nothing about the lake he doesn't know. We were talking about the fishing special you're getting ready to have, and people can call now and...
Yep. Yeah, you can call now, make a reservation for houseboat in October, or even, you know, late September.
Yeah, and then and this is going to go to mid to late October,
uh-huh.
and it's all based on where the fish are.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of fish, the Simpson University's bass fishing team.
Didn't know they existed.
Well, you should, because they are one of the top ones in the nation.
Wow.
They've been number one in the West since they started. And they're out there on your lake. So, in other lakes.
Yeah.
And so, bass fishing, trout.
Yep. Yep.
But you've got, you said silvers.
Well, there's the,
what is a silver?
The silver salmon.
Yeah.
They stock those. The Fish and Wildlife stock those.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by my old contact there that, you know, they probably put 80,000 fish a year.
Wow.
Which is, I kind of was drawn back by that number. I was, wow, that's a significant amount of fish.
You would think.
Yeah.
Now, you've got other things. You've got other fish in that lake, too.
Yeah. Well, we raise fish right there at Holiday Harbor. The Fish and Wildlife deliver the fish, and the Forest Service provides us the cage, and Kokanee Power provides the fish food. So, basically, our job is to make sure that the automatic fish feeder is full and, you know, there's no damage to our cage, and, you know, keep the otters out. And so, we raise fish every year. Matter of fact, I just got a call yesterday from the Fish and Wildlife guy. It says, hey, can we deliver fish to you? I said, absolutely. Our cage is good.
How many fish do they bring in?
Usually, it just depends on how big they are. If they're a little bit bigger, about 600. If they're a little bit smaller, about 800 fish.
Okay, and you keep them to a certain size?
Yeah.
And then do they come in and dip them out, or do you just kind of like open the gate?
Yeah, basically, they'll call me one day and say, okay, let your fish go. And, you know, it's not an advertised date. You know, they just call me and say, hey, go ahead and release your fish.
How big do they have to be?
They like them about a pound and a half. 2 pounds is even better. But they're gorgeous. I mean,
so if I found out when that day was and had my net,
it's $5.
A fish.
No, to gain dock access.
Oh, to gain dock access. Yeah. Okay, I got it. No, but, you know, oh, they're coming out of that tunnel right there. Let me get my fly out.
But yeah, they usually scatter real fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sturgeon?
Yes, we do have sturgeon in the lake, yeah.
I heard somebody caught one years ago. These things are big.
Yeah. Yeah, they are big.
Yeah, and they kind of usually hang down at the bottom, or
from my understanding, I'm not real familiar with sturgeon. I've never caught one. But yeah, I guess they lay low on the bottom, and
they look like a prehistoric fish.
Yeah, they're really strange.
Okay, so the silvers are landlocked salmon, and I see where people catch them out there, and then the bass fishing, and of course trout.
Yep.
It's just incredible fishing out there.
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing.
Well, right now they're trying to reintroduce the Chinook salmon on the upper McLeod. So they have a project. I think it's a 3 or 4 year project that are trying to reintroduce the Chinook salmon up there on the northern McLeod.
Are they going to be staying up there, or how are they going to?
I'm not sure on the particulars.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm not even sure who's funding it. But yeah, they started that project. I think they're starting in November this year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We're having a problem with our salmon fisheries out in the ocean, that they put a moratorium on fishing out in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so coming back in up the rivers, obviously there's less, but, the fishing, putting in that many, fish into the lake and restocking the lake is healthy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's several resorts that do it.
Yeah.
We're not the only ones. So
that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only resort I know about.
Yeah.
Holiday Harbor, let's say it again. If you're going to spend your hard-earned money on an experience, you want it to be as perfect as possible. You want to have the people there that care about their equipment, first of all, that their equipment is clean, working, top-notch, the people are friendly, and then your experience is something that when you come back, it shouldn't be, it should be, can we sign up for next year?
Yeah, I can't wait to get back then.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful lake, and we've been able to go out on your boats before. I took Marines out. You sponsored our Marines when they came in from for the rodeo.
Yeah, we did that again this year.
Oh, they were out again this year.
Yeah,
okay.
They took we donated a boat to them.
That's right.
And it's amazing. I love those guys, and I got to give a shout out to them. Yeah. So they actually bring us lunch. They feed our whole crew. They bring tri-tip sandwiches, beans, the whole works, the salad, the bread. It's absolutely fabulous. They come in and they feed our whole crew.
That's spectacular.
Yeah. Yep. I can't say enough for those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just fine young men and women, I can tell you. Yeah. So, again, if they want this fishing special, now, when somebody comes up and say, hey, I'm reserving a boat, I want to go out and go fishing during this time frame, maybe spend overnight out there, do you kind of point them in the right direction?
Yeah.
Just say, well, you know what? Some good fishing over here and over there. Mark maps for them.
Yeah, one of our orientation guy, he's an actual guide, too. So, Rusty. Yeah.
Okay. Fishing guide.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, if you've never done it before, you need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be on your bucket list someplace. Go out and take the family or your loved one and go out there and spend the night on the boat. And it's just quiet. And because of its water, the boat rocks gently. I used to live on a boat.
Yeah.
And I never slept better ever than I did on my boat because of it's cool. I mean, the temperature is cool, and it's kind of like the boat is helping you sleep.
Yeah,
and it's just my
rock in the cradle.
Yeah, kind of like that. And if you are laying on the roof of the houseboat with your iPhone in your hand, looking at saying which constellation is that, make sure you hang on to it and you don't drop it and hit your wife right between the eyes and split her head open.
I heard that happen.
Yeah, that happened. Sure. Okay. Final thoughts here.
No, I just appreciate what you guys do for the community here. I appreciate what you guys do for us and getting the word out about Holiday Harbor and inviting me to the show. I have a lot of fun just sitting here chit-chatting with you.
Well, I tell you what, it's like when we do a live read or we have, businesses on, it's usually, I know who they are because I won't do a live, Linda and I won't do live reads for businesses that just haven't been, that we're having problems with, because I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody. But you all have been nothing but a great experience, as have all the other businesses that we can talk about. And that lake is a main money maker, is a big money maker for our community.
Oh, yeah.
In the area.
Yeah. I mean, people coming out of the Bay Area, they stop at Costco, they pick up all their food, gas, the whole bit. I mean,
they may spend the night before.
Yeah. Yeah.
In some of the places. And do you get, when people come off the lake, do they say, I wish I had rented it for another week or
all the time
like that?
Or they'll call us up and say, hey, can we extend a night?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not available. Or, yeah, absolutely, it is available. So, yeah.
Sure. Yep. Great. And it's not just the houseboats. You can get what else?
Well, we have our RV park there.
That's right.
Yeah, we have 27-site RV park, which is one of the most popular on the lake because that RV park is right next to the water. I mean, when the lake was full this year, you can virtually stand in your campsite, toss your pole right over the side, and fish.
Wow.
Right from the shore.
But you also have?
We have patio boats. We have fishing boats. We have ski boats. Everything to recreate on the water.
Okay. So you can get just rent a fishing boat there or a patio boat. I love patio boats, by the way. If you ever heard me say it, but I'll say it again. Small, got a bathroom on them, got a barbecue on them.
Yep.
You can lay down on them on the padded seats.
Sleeps up to six people.
Ooh.
Yeah, because the bench seats pull out and make beds.
Well, I didn't know that.
We have people all the time just taking them out for the weekend.
So they take it out for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Even though it's not enclosed, but doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's a pretty inexpensive way to get out in the lake and enjoy the lake for the day or a couple nights.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Kevin.
Thank you.
And you got that number. This is Holiday Harbor. They're having their October fishing special. You can give them a call at
530-228. No, 238. 2383.
2382383. I just totally messed that one up. So what's the 800 number?
1-800-776-BOAT.
Yeah, I can get that.
That's much easier.
Okay. Now I want to remind everybody about the Honeybee Festival, but also up at the Wild Horse Sanctuary this weekend. I think it starts at 11 o'clock and going through. It's open house. They're having food, entertainment. They have an author up there that's going to be talking about wild horses. And if you've never been to there, either go there first, then hit the Honeybee Festival, and then, of course, the Reading Roots Revival in the evening. But Honeybee Festival goes Saturday and Sunday, so Saturday you can go up to Manton to the Wild Horse Sanctuary. And